It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
There you go. This is what happens when we put on the wrong headset. I had the wrong headset on. I'm trying to do a show. You got me, Josh? Everybody got me out there? Are we good? Are we good? Are we live?
You scared me there. I thought you left.
I know. Listen, I brought two headsets. I had Jan Gallo on here earlier. She was on a headset. And when I put them down, I switched them. And I put on the one headset. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? I didn't hear anything. I don't hear you. And I'm like, why is your music playing and no voice? It's live radio, man. It happens. So I put on the right headset. So we're good now. It's still preseason for everybody, right? No, it's the regular season. It's a regular season, and we're here at Northtown today. Hey, I am a very, very satisfied Northtown customer. I bought my Kia Sorento just a couple of months ago. It's awesome. I love it. It's got this really – you know what's the cool part, my friends? I was out in Rochester for training camp. Had some of my media colleagues. We go out to dinner. I'm like, I'm going to drive you guys. Let's go. Get in my new car. And they get in like, woo, this is sweet. I'm like, yeah, third row back there. Max likes to sit in there. I got the big dash up front. That's what I love. I love that big dash. I feel cool with like, looks like a big TV screen. It's not a TV screen. It's a big dash with all your apps and everything like that. So I love it. All right. They had exactly what I was looking for when I came in. I knew exactly what I wanted. The team is top-notch. The greeters, the sales staff, all the way to the service crew, they make sure you're taken care of. And for over 50 years, Northtown's been a leading auto group in Western New York. They're not slowing down. They have new Volkswagen, Genesis, and Subaru stores. They're growing fast, looking for passionate people to join the Northtown team. Whatever you're looking for in a career, you may find it at Northtown. Go to northtowncareers.com and apply today. Make sure you do that. Here at Northtown Kia, 3900 Sheridan Drive in Amherst. Got some Paul's Donuts still left. Got some WGR swag still left. Got a chance for you to enter in to win some Buffalo Bills merchandise. And we have week number one in the National Football League. Josh Schmidt, before we get to Joe Brady and Bobby Babich, fire me up some NFL music. Let's run through week one here. All right, we're going to do this right now. Let's run through week one. What we got going on. We're going to talk tomorrow anyway. We can do a little bit more of this. But let's just kind of set the stage for you. Week one here in the NFL. Tonight, it gets kicked off. Ravens at Chiefs. Good question. If you're a Bills fan, do you want the Ravens to win? Do you want the Chiefs to win? Matt Bovan, It's Always Game Day in Buffalo, said, root for the Chiefs because you want the Ravens to get some more losses here because you think the Chiefs are going to win anyway in the season, like win their division, etc. But come on, it's the Chiefs. You're a Bills fan. Root for the Ravens tonight, I think, if you're a Bills fan, because you just like to see the Chiefs lose. Should be a really good game. Getting kicked off at 8:20 p.m. By the way, I believe it's the exact same time Jessica Pegula is playing tonight at the same time Thursday Night Football kicks off. So you might have to do the little split screen here in Buffalo. Tomorrow, the first ever NFL game in Brazil. Tomorrow night, Sao Paulo, Brazil. Packers-Eagles. Should be very interesting. An 8:15 kickoff in Sao Paulo, Brazil, tomorrow night. the first ever game in Brazil, the NFL expanding worldwide. Next year, they're going to Madrid, Spain. They're going to be playing in Italy soon. They're looking at China. They're looking at Australia. Tomorrow night, first ever game, regular season in Brazil, Sao Paulo. It is the Packers and the Eagles getting after it, and it counts, of course. Sunday, 1 o'clock, we know what's happening at Highmark Stadium. But here are the games you're going to be watching and thinking about and hearing about while you're inside the stadium. Steelers at the Falcons. I was very high on the Steelers last year. I am not as much this year. After what we saw in the preseason, training camp, they have a banged-up offensive line. Justin Fields comes in, but Russell Wilson wins the job. Not a surprise there. He didn't look great in the preseason or in, you know, I guess in camp and practice, whatever people talk about. And now they have a banged-up offensive line, like I said, and a really tough division. Titans at Bears, the debut of Caleb Williams in a real game. We saw him play the debut of his professional career in a preseason game here in Buffalo a few weeks ago. They played in the Hall of Fame game. They've been actually at it for 4 weeks plus. Obviously, they started a little bit earlier, the Bears did. They had the Hall of Fame game. Now they take on the Titans in week number one. Titans are an interesting team, right? With Will Levis, they have some changes going on there. I don't think the Titans are going to be very good, but the more that people talk about them, the more I feel like I could be wrong on that. They're going to be more of a contender. I just don't think so in the AFC South. I think the Titans are a year away from the way I read it. I think the Patriots are several years away, and how great does that sound? Folks, the Patriots are going to stink. They're bad. I don't know what they're doing at quarterback, but Drake May should play, and it looks like it's Jacoby Brissett playing. They have no playmakers, really. They don't have much speed on offense. I guess they have a little more speed now. Not a lot of playmakers, a lot of unknown with some rookies. I just don't think they're going to be very good. I think the Patriots are looking at like a 5-win season. In the NFL, that's not good. Look at their schedule. Bengals, Seahawks, Jets, 49ers, Dolphins, Texans, Jags, Jets, Titans, Bears, okay, Rams, Dolphins, Colts, Cardinals, Bills, Chargers, Bills. I mean, I think the Patriots are looking at another near top of the draft pick next year. And the fact the Bills play them late in the year twice, I think is good for the Bills. Because the Patriots might be just riding out the season in evaluation mode. Bengals, who knows what to expect from them? I think they're, I don't even know. Is Joe Burrow ever going to be quite the same? There's rumblings about maybe he's just that injury he had last year is going to impact his throwing. I don't know. Jamar Chase just gets back from practice. They're a good team. They have great talent. Joe Burrow's there. I just don't know. Zach Moss is their starting running back, by the way. Very interesting. Texans at Colts. Are you riding the Texans hype train? A lot of people are. They are loaded with talent on offense and on defense, really, when you think about it. They go to the Colts, but there's always something weird about the AFC South early in the season with an opener, right? Something always winds up happening kind of weird in the AFC South, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Colts nip them. Week number one, it's happened. Texans at the Colts on Sunday at 1 p.m. The Bills' next two opponents after this week play Sunday at 1 p.m. The Jags and the Dolphins, they get after it in Miami. I think this game could go either way. I don't know what to expect from the Jags this year. They really went downhill in the second half of last season, as we know. But they do have Trevor Lawrence. They do have Travis Etienne. They signed Gabe Davis, of course. Calvin Ridley's over there now. I mean, this is going to be a really, really interesting team to watch this year. And, of course, the Dolphins, I would pick them to win this game, considering they're going to be loaded on offense again. They are going to have wrinkles early on in the season. Let's hope they show a lot on Sunday so the Bills get a good look at what they're going to do and unveil anything before the Bills play them in 5 days. And, of course, the Bills play the Jags after that 11 days later on Monday Night Football. Panthers at the Saints. I mean, the Saints should win this game handily, right? I mean, unless you really believe in Bryce Young and some of the things the Panthers are doing. The Panthers, this is how they feel about their own roster. They picked up 6 guys on waivers at cutdown day and just basically said these 6 players who are just cut from other teams are better than any of the 6 guys on our 53-man roster. That's what they feel. And that's okay. But that's what they feel about their own roster. Saints are resetting here a little bit, but in a good way, I think, for them. I think they feel they can compete in the NFC South. I'm not totally convinced. But Derek Carr, there's a floor there that you can win, but there's also a ceiling for Derek Carr. Vikings at Giants, what is this game? It's not J.J. McCarthy. It is Daniel Jones. Bills fans root against the Vikings all year. The Bills hold the Vikings' second-round pick next draft. You want the Vikings to be bad. Bills fans should root against the Vikings in every game they play this year, even when they play AFC East, I think. Just be bad. get the highest possible draft pick in the second round. Bills have their second round pick next year. That is all of your 1 p.m. slate. 4:05 p.m., Raiders at Chargers, the debut of Jim Harbaugh as head coach of the L.A. Chargers, taking on the Raiders, who really have done nothing to upgrade at quarterback this offseason in a division where they're going to have to be better at quarterback eventually, and they're not. So I'm not expecting a lot from the Raiders. I think the Chargers should win this, but a lot of questions still about Justin Herbert. And honestly, for me, questions about how Jim Harbaugh wants to win games. This isn't when he coached the Niners, you know, back about, I don't know, a decade ago or whatever, before the 15 years ago. This is a lot different now. And throwing the ball, they want to run the ball. They want to pound it. They do with Justin Herbert. What is their identity? I'm not really sure. Broncos at Seahawks. How about Bo Nix? How about Sean Payton? Could be in for an interesting year with them as they go to Seattle, who I am not as high on as a lot of people. The Bills do play Seattle later in the year. Geno Smith at quarterback. I think the Broncos can go to Seattle and win. I want to see it from Seattle. I'm not totally convinced. A lot of people think they're going to be pretty good. I'm not necessarily in that boat. Cowboys at Browns Sunday, Tom Brady's debut as an announcer on Fox, 4:25 p.m. Cowboys at Browns. I mean, you got to root for the Cowboys. You want the AFC teams to lose against an NFC team if you're the Bills, right, and a fan of the Bills. The Browns have a terrific, terrific defense. Cowboys have, obviously, a lot of offensive talent, but after saying they're going to be all in this offseason, they weren't quite all in and had a lot of issues with contracts. CeeDee Lamb is finally back. Dak Prescott still not worked out there. I don't know what the Cowboys are going to be. I also don't know what the Browns are going to be because Deshaun Watson is kind of a super wild card. He hasn't really been great at all in a Browns uniform. What to expect from him. Final Sunday afternoon game, Commanders at Buccaneers in the NFC. We get the debut of Jaden Daniels in the NFL. You got Caleb Williams. You got Jaden Daniels, picks number one and picks number two, starting this week for their respective teams. Commanders at Buccaneers. Baker Mayfield. I mean, the Buccaneers last year put together a nice season, a surprising season. Came to Buffalo, almost won on a Hail Mary at the end of the game. Commanders at Buccaneers on Sunday at 4:25. Sunday night game this week, the Rams are at the Detroit Lions. I know they already played in the quote-unquote golf bowl, right? I get that. In the Stafford Bowl, the golf bowl, whatever you want to call it, Stafford and golf bowl. But they're at it again. And I know last year was a playoff game. Rams at Lions are going to be an interesting game. Two teams the Bills do play later in the year, back-to-back weekends, I believe, in December, actually, when they take each other on. So not much you can glean from, you know, that as it relates to the Bills. But these are two teams that I think have very high expectations this year, especially the Lions, after going to the NFC Championship. But I've heard a lot of people saying, don't sleep on the Rams. Don't sleep on the Rams. I'm not sleeping on the Rams. Sean McVay is excellent at what he does. I am kind of questioning still Matthew Stafford and what, and I think he's still, he can be great, but there's been some injuries the last couple of years, and we'll see where that winds up taking them. The Lions have so much firepower on offense. And, of course, Dan Campbell, who did a great job of turning that culture around. Finally, Monday Night Football. This week, it's the Jets at the 49ers, 5:15 in San Fran, 8:15 local time kick here in the East. And, of course, Aaron Rodgers, storyline here. People have talked about it. I feel weird saying it and talking about it, but it's the fact that Leonard Floyd is playing against him and he ended his season four plays in last year. To me, that's not – I mean, it's just – I don't even – like I said, I don't even feel comfortable talking about that. Yet you have Adam Schefter doing, like, a podcast talking about it and with Leonard Floyd, kind of weird to me to even – but you have to bring it up, right? It is a storyline, I guess. We just don't know what Aaron Rodgers is going to be this year. What are the 49ers going to be? They are one of the favorites to go back to and even win the Super Bowl this year. They went last year, lost in overtime, of course, to the Kansas City Chiefs. So, obviously, Bills fans want the 49ers to beat the New York Jets on Monday night. All right, we are awaiting Buffalo Bills coordinators Bobby Babich and Joe Brady. And I know... I believe 11:15 was the start time. I'm going to make sure here when I go back here, unless anything was changed as I've been on the air. But we got Paul Hamilton down there. He'll be helping us out, and we'll be playing that sound live for you when we hear Joe Brady up at the podium, and then Bobby Babich soon to follow. Joe Brady, his first full-time season as Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator. Obviously, last year taking over, 8 games left in the season. I think a little too much has been made about what that team was, the offense was, throughout those last games, throughout the last couple months of the season, because I don't know if the identity was truly what Joe Brady wants to bring in 2024. They had to run the ball a lot. They did. They leaned on the running game. There was a lot of you see Stephon Diggs' number. They kind of force fed him, but his production was kind of low. Khalil Shakir's production was up. James Cook's production certainly was up last year, the last eight games of the year. I don't think the Bills. I don't think that's an indicator, I should say, of what we're going to see from Joe Brady's offense necessarily this year. Will they run the ball? Sure. I mean, you have James Cook, and he had a really fantastic year last year. I don't think the Bills are going to be some, like, oh my God, they're running the ball ground and pound team. I don't think you can look at last year's final eight games and say that. What last year's final eight games for me was about, when it came to Joe Brady calling the offense, was about circumstance. He's taking over an offense that wasn't his. He's trying to mesh that with what works, what doesn't, trying to navigate a very, very difficult schedule down the stretch, including Kansas City and Philadelphia and the Jets and obviously the Dolphins at the end of the year. And also the weather playing a little bit of a factor in some of those games, some cold weather games or, you know, precipitation games. Now you have a whole new roster at his disposal. He kind of knew what was happening here. I'm sure he did. You know, he got the job, you know, in January. But he had a say, I'm sure, in some of the players that brought in, including Curtis Samuel, who had his best year as a pro under Joe Brady in 2020 in Carolina. What does that look like? So we'll see where Joe Brady goes. But I just think there's been a little too much made of nationally, maybe not as much locally. There are questions. Is that an indication of what he wants to be on offense, what we saw the last eight games of last year? And then on the other side, Bobby Babich. I mean, Bobby Babich has been a really, really excellent position coach in this league for a long time. He came in with Sean McDermott in 2017. He's been with him for all the years that McDermott's been here. Was a safeties coach. He turned Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde and helped turn them, I should say, helped get them to all-pro level. They played, they were nominated, they were named all-pros. Then he goes and coaches linebackers after his dad retires, and they switch. I remember that day. I remember being online and saying, oh, Bobby Babich hired to replace his dad. And how many fans, just because you have to have this reflex, I guess, if you're some people, oh my God, nepotism, can't believe it, they can't go outside the box. No, the guy earned it. The guy's a great position coach, and he just moved from safeties to linebackers because his dad had been there, he saw it with those eyes, and it was a good transition for him. And, you know, personally, as a career goal, if you want to be a coordinator, a head coach someday, it's great to branch out and coach other positions. Well, guess what? He went to linebackers, and he did a hell of a job. Matt Milano became an all-pro. And then Tremaine Edmonds had his best year, and he got paid. And then Terrell Bernard stepped up into a fantastic role and fantastic player last year. And I don't think it's a coincidence that Bobby Babich had a lot to do with all of that. And now Bobby Babich becomes the defensive coordinator. We also know now he is going to be calling the defensive plays for the Buffalo Bills in 2024. So lots of new changes for the Buffalo Bills, and you know, we'll see what happens on Sunday when the team rolls out for their first game against the Arizona Cardinals. All right, why don't we do this, Josh? Let's take a break. Let's take a timeout. And if we catch Joe Brady while he's mid, you know, talking, that's fine. But we'll get our break in and we can keep it a little bit longer there. So let's take a timeout here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We'll hear from Joe Brady and Bobby Babich after this timeout. So let me just tell you behind the scenes here, give you a little peek behind the curtain the way it works in radio. So as we go to a break, Josh will tell me sometimes, or he'll set up the show and say, hey, this is when you have some, you know, reads for sponsors and things like that. And in the last break, he said, hey, you know, Roswell Park here. And that's right. And I was looking, and I didn't have the correct thing to tell you about at Roswell Park, and I feel bad about it. So I want to make sure, because it's very important you know that on September 28th, it's Cruising for a Cure Buffalo Niagara. It's back, and it's featuring some of the best cars, trucks, and bikes in Western New York, coupled with a prostate cancer early detection event with the experts from Roswell Park. And as I said earlier, prostate checks are quick, painless, and require no prep. And anyone with a prostate age 45 to 69 and those considered at high risk and anyone with a family history of prostate cancer can sign up at age 40. That's why you go to roswellpark.org/cruisingforacure, or you can call 1-800-ROSWELL. So there you go. So I want to make sure I got that in because I didn't say it correctly during the break and when I said it, and want to make sure that because it's super important. All right, here is Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady at One Bills Drive.
All right, all ready.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I think you naturally have time with it, but I think you always have the same feeling, the same, you know, all week. You know, you're just that making sure you're going through every little thing, regardless of getting named a coordinator and having to call it that week, or having, you know, you still hit the same. You show up on Wednesday, you show up on Monday with the same issues and the same, like, all right, I got to make sure I get this ready to go for the guys. So it kind of feels the exact same.
Hey, Joe, when Kincaid ran your system since the start of the season, what have you learned about what he does well and what kind of options he gives you?
You know, you kind of saw a little bit of it last year, right? You see a guy that, you know, just continued to grow and get more and more comfortable. You know, he's going into his second year, right? There's still a lot that he has to learn and grow and continue to develop, but you know, you saw him as the season went on just continue to get confident. And you know, I think him and Josh have, you know, worked together a lot this offseason just to, you know, be able to be on the same page with each other and understand, like, hey, when I do this, you know, speaking to him. And so I've loved how he worked in the offseason. I'm excited for him going to the season. That's a great question. I don't know. Sometimes it wasn't anything where you just kind of come up and you're like, all right, guys, this is a message. It's more of like, you know, it's a mindset. And I just, you know, we brought in a lot of guys that you just are new to Buffalo and new to how we do things, and just making sure that everybody's kind of understanding of, you know, how we do things here. And we're going to celebrate each other's successes. And if I take care of my job, you know, it's going to come to me as well. And so, you know, we have an opportunity this week, this season, to see if we really believe that, you know, if it's just something that, you know, it's easy to say when you're getting a lot of reps in practice, but if you're going out in a game and you're a wideout and you might only get two targets this game, like, do you really believe that? Or, you know, if you're a running back and you're having to protect on this, do you really believe that? And so it's a great opportunity for us. I don't know half the things I say sometimes. I don't know if it ever actually, like, comes out where it's just like, hey, guys, here's the message. But, you know, I just want the guys to always just know, like, hey, like, you take care of what you're doing. Everything's going to take care of itself. And like, trust the quarterback, just trusting that the guy, everybody out there, like, not feeling like he has to go here or has to do this. Just, hey, just play within the system. Trust the progression. Trust everybody that's in the huddle with you. And I think if everybody embodies that, then, you know, everybody's going to eat. Yeah, like, it's not easy playing the NFL, playing wide receiver, but just doing, you know, with him, we're having to play inside and outside and having to move around and just, there's a reason, you know, I wanted to bring him here because I know how smart he is. Not only smart, but he's an intelligent football player. Like, he can take it from the classroom, be able to go out there and when things are changing, move around and be able to kind of play within that. And so, it's not easy for everybody to do, and that's part of, you know, what's so special about him is that he can handle whatever we kind of throw at him.
Where did you see the biggest growth from Keon from when he got drafted to getting ready for this game right now?
Well, I think, right, he's still a rookie going into week one, right? And so there's so much that, you know, just the speed of the game and everything that he's going to continue to develop and grow. And, you know, but I've loved his just the way that he's worked, the way that he's taken coaching, the way that he's, you know, just kind of been glued to Josh's hip and not afraid to work and just be like, hey, how do you see this? How do you want this? There's so many elements to any rookie's game that you have to, you know, we see all the flash plays in colleges, but, you know, to be a successful wide receiver, the consistency, you know, play. And so that's something that I've seen since OTAs to coming to training camps, him being able to stack plays and be able to be consistent. You know, we know he does a great job of separating. We know he can go up for a football. We know he can be physical, but just doing that consistently. Loved his work ethic. And I'm excited for him to finally get an opportunity to be able to go out there on Sunday. Yeah, I think, you know, you always want to start fast. I think you want to be able to get into a rhythm, you know, and it's but I want our guys to understand that no matter how the first drive goes, right, you know, we've got to be able to make adjustments. We've got to be able to go. You know, I don't want them to focus on like, hey, I'm up at the plate and it's there's two strikes and like this first drive has to go well and we have to start out fast. Like there's a lot of football to go and trust that just like in practice, right? It's not always going to be perfect, but we're going to find a way. Our goal every week is just score one more point than them, and so obviously we'd like to start fast, but it's not the end all be all. I mean, it makes my life a lot easier, right? Like, you know, I've said this since day one, since I've been here, like I would do anything for that guy. And I think the guys in the locker room feel that way. And just being able to sit in the room with him for the last couple of years and now being able, like we just went on a walkthrough and, you know, I just called a play and he just wanted to know exactly where that was to know if he can get to a certain thing. And so just making sure that it's just that if he can be my voice on the field and when I call a play, he knows exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing. That makes, you know, then we're all on the same page. It makes everybody's life a lot easier. And his communication, his attention to detail, and just being intentional about everything he's doing right now has been elite. And it's a lot of fun allowing him to take control of it all and him just being an extension of kind of what I'm saying and me not having to always say it. You know, he's as mature as it gets as a rookie. He wants to be perfect. You know, he asks a lot of questions. You know, we played a lot of football in college, right? And so he's an extremely bright football player. But just seeing him develop both in the pass game and protection, we know he can run the football, being able to develop in that side and showing how important it is to him of you understand that, hey, in college you might be able to just pancake a guy, no big deal. Well, there's a lot more technique involved, a lot more that comes into it in the NFL, nuances of routes, and just seeing him just understand that, hey, to be a running back in this league, I don't want to be just a runner. It's been very impressive. Yeah, it's there's literally nothing easy that goes about, you know, going against them. It's I think, you know, and I know what statistics kind of show, but we're not the same offense and they're not the same defense as last year. And when you turn on the tape with them, I mean, you know, Jonathan Gann and Nick, they do an incredible job. Like those guys played hard and they present a lot of issues. And so it's and that's not even just coach talk. Like if you actually like watch the tape, it's going to be a great opportunity for us. It's a challenge of the guys that we're going against. And I know our guys are excited about it, but we know that they improved as from a defense perspective. We know as the first game of the season, there's always unknown, right? Like, I'm sure they're saying the exact same thing. So the game's going to be a lot about adjustments, and we think this is what they're going to do. But, you know, how are we going to be able to respond when are we going to be able to be poised when everything's kind of changing? So it's going to be a huge test and a great opportunity for us. I remember my first team calling it last year, just getting Ty going. It was important for me because obviously him being down, being injured, you know, in training camp, you know, he was frustrated with it just to get him the reps. But you know what you're getting from him. You're getting the energy with him, and he can do a lot of things in all three phases. And so part of the building that running back room was getting guys that – you know, when a guy's in, you don't know if it's a run or a pass. You don't know if, hey, we don't have a protection back. We don't have a only runner back. We don't have an only scat back. And so having guys like Ty, Ray, and Jimbo, we have the opportunity to be able to do everything when our running backs are in the game. And so Ty brings that versatility with that, and his energy is contagious. So he's a lot of fun being around. Awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
That is Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady. We're going to hear from defensive coordinator Bobby Babich here momentarily. I'm sure he's just going to walk up to the podium here in a moment, and we'll bring you that here live on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio out here live at Northtown Kia, 3900 Sheridan Drive. Great seeing so many people come out here today. Really appreciate it. A lot of people coming out, saying hi, grabbing a Paula's Donuts, spinning the wheel, getting some WGR merch, also registering to win some Buffalo Bills merchandise from Northtown Automotive, the official dealership. The official automotive dealership of the Buffalo Bills. Joe Brady talking right there about some of the challenges the Arizona Cardinals present. It is a really interesting, unique opener because these are teams that just are not very familiar with each other, right? You look at the Arizona Cardinals last year, their season didn't go the way they really wanted, but they had a nice end to the season. They're going to be looking to kind of carry that over into this year. I mean, I think they won four of their last let me just take a look at last year. I don't want to misspeak in there. They won four games total, I think, last year. 4-13. And then what'd they do? They won two of their last five. Not great, but one was at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh was fighting for a playoff spot. They did wind up making the playoffs. And then they won at Philly. Remember that? That was a big win for them. 35-31. That was a big game for them. That was a big win. Some of their losses, though, 21-20. 27-16. What do we got here? 21-16. They were in games. They wound up losing. They did not have a good start to the year, which kind of derailed them at the end. But you look at them grabbing Marvin Harrison Jr. Early on in this draft, who's going to be a, I think, fantastic wide receiver in this league. Kyler Murray has been one of the better dual-threat quarterbacks in the NFL. The problem is he hasn't been able to stay healthy. I mean, Kyler Murray over the years, even last year, he only played 8 games. The year before that, 11, then 14. Really, over the last 3 years, you counted up. He missed 2 in 21. He missed, 6 the year after that? That's 8. Missed another 16. He's missed 16 games, I think, doing the quick math over the last 3 years for the Arizona Cardinals. James Conner had a resurgence last year, though. James Conner was terrific. I actually have some James Conner stock and some fantasy this year, so I think he is the guy. His first 1,000-yard year last year. He averaged 5 yards a carry last year, James Conner. Think about this. His whole career. 4-5, 4-5, very nice. Then 4-3, 3-7, 4-3. It's like, goes to Arizona last few years, and then suddenly just pops in his third year with the Cardinals. 5.0 yards per carry, 80 yards a game for James Conner. So that was really interesting, that he did that last year. And, he's going to be their number one guy, and we'll see going into the year. We'll have more at the website, by the way, as the game gets closer. I will... have, of course, my keys to the game, as I do, and my news and my notes and my stats that I give you every week during the regular season. So check that out. I'm going to look at the Cardinals, Arizona Cardinals depth chart right here. I know that there'll be a game book that'll come out and have all that on it. But when it comes to the Cardinals depth chart, of course, Marvin Harrison Jr. Oh, Trey McBride, right? Trey McBride is a guy that I think you really have to be, watchful for when it comes to, catching the football. He is there. Dalton Kincaid, essentially. Guy had a great year last year. He kind of burst onto the scene. He's been really heavily drafted high in fantasy. And I say that because, not to make it about fantasy, but I think it's an indication of what people think of his season, what it's going to be as far as targets are concerned, as far as overall yardage is concerned. On the defensive side, I do think there's going to be some interesting opportunities. Josh talked yesterday about Buda Baker and some of the plays that he can make. I love Buda Baker when he's come out of the draft several years ago. He's been in the league now a while. He's a veteran. But Buda Baker is, one of the better safeties in the NFL, and he has been for a while. But, they have a defensive head coach, Jonathan Gannon. And as Joe Brady just pointed out, there's going to be some challenges there. It is unique, like I said, because you don't really get, two teams that play each other every 4 years, meeting in an opener, especially a West Coast team coming east for a game like this. So once we have... Bobby Babich, he'll give us a little more rundown on what they think about the Buffalo Bills defense taking on the Arizona Cardinals offense. So let's do this. We'll take another timeout here. We'll come back, and Bobby Babich, he'll be at the podium at some point here. And if we get him a little bit late, we'll have that for you on demand either way. But maybe we'll bring it all to you live if we can catch Bobby Babich at the right time after this timeout of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We're going to take you right now to One Bills Drive. This is defensive coordinator Bobby Babich live.
Just for you. So I know our guys are looking forward to the opportunity to try to combat that and see how it goes.
What's it like getting this defense ready to go against Kyler Murray?
Yeah, I mean, he can beat you in a lot of ways, and that's the trend the NFL is going, and that's the way the NFL is going. And he does a nice job in every facet of the game, and it seems like he's in control of the offense. you know. So we just got to be on our P's and Q's when it comes to defending a player like him, and you know, just practice the right way and prepare the right way to be ready to go against him. Yeah. Yeah, so it's interesting, right? Like, I've come up under Sean and I've seen the way Sean has evolved and molded. And I think I've said it before, that one of the things I respect most about Sean is his willingness to put others first. And at some point, I don't know exactly when it was, but this is years ago, there was a moment where he was like, we're going to keep this simple. We're going to play fast. We're going to play physical. You know, let our guys execute. And I guess I'm of that school. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's no surprise to anybody, you hear people talk about our defense at times. You know, I listen to press conferences of other people, and, you know, the common theme is that for years we've been simple and we know what we're doing and we do it fast. And they might know what we're doing, but it's more important that we know what we're doing, you know. So, and you always want to have some wrinkles here and there, but so.
Joe Bernard said yesterday that it's easy for him, for you to be in his ear, because you've been in his ear for 2 years as a quarterback, and he knows what you want to expect. Does that make it easier for you to communicate with him also?
Yeah, I mean, there. Yeah, I mean, the bad part for Terrell in all this is I don't have to hear anything he's saying, but I'm in his ear the whole time. So he can be mad at me, he can be dog cussing me, he can be doing all, but I don't hear it. So he's got to listen to me. But no, the communication is great between me and him, and myself and him. And, you know, definitely those 2 years together. And really being a part of him as a rookie going into that, and then going into that second year, obviously there was a relationship that developed there, and, you know, there's a certain standard that you want. And, you know, for all these position coaches, there's a certain standard they want in their room, right? That we have these coaches because, you know, you're competitive and you have pride, and, you know, so I think all that stuff, him understanding that standard, me going from a position coach to where I'm at, yes, definitely helps. You're talking about Terrell? Yeah.
Obviously, you can see the production on the field, but is there a part of the growth that we might not be able to see?
I just think anything, there was a player here before who I had the same conversation with, is there was a point to me, and I think all the players would tell you this, where Terrell had to earn everybody's respect, right? Like the vets that have been here for a while, he is the new guy on the block in front of the huddle. And I think sometimes, and it's a good thing because it tells you about the person, is he still thinks in a good way that he has to earn the respect to everybody, but at the same time, he's at the point where other guys have to earn his respect, if that makes sense. So that's one area of growth that I've seen, that, like, he's in front of the huddle. You guys know, you know, the accolade he just got, and, you know, he's earned that. And so I think that growth of just understanding of where he's at, you know, in his progression, by no means is he content. By no means, that's the last person I'd ever say that would become content with anything. But, yeah, he definitely, you know, I think he's just more comfortable in that way. There's a little bit less stress on him of, you know, putting weight on his shoulders where I got to show these guys. Now he can just truly be free.
Their running game got rolling.
Yeah.
Just kind of what do you see from there? And now they've added Trey Benson for the state.
Right.
Connor and Benson, what do you see from
there? Yeah, I mean, they do a really good job. They do a really good job up front. And let me say this about them. They play really hard, you know. And that to me is a sign of a good culture and locker room and all those type of things. But they've done a really nice job running the ball. They have a plethora of things they can do in the run game. Obviously, Kyler helps them with that, with his mobility. But they're tough up front. The backs are as tough as the line, I mean, they run hard. They're really good players. Got a lot of respect for those guys. And then, like I said earlier, the tight ends, they do a good job in the run game. Yeah, so we had a discussion. I can't remember exactly when it was. And I just really sat down with him and talked about, and all I said is, where are you at mentally? And this is before maybe we even started practicing in the spring. I can't exactly remember. But from that point on, I knew he was, you know, he was ready to just be DeMar Hamlin, the person and the football player, you know, I think that you've seen that. I believe that you've seen that with him as we've gone on. He's risen to challenges. There's little things that myself and Coach Dana had given him that, like, dude, you got to get better at this. And he took it, and he would correct things right off the jump. You could just tell he's very focused and was doing things with a lot of intent and intentionality.
That is Buffalo Bills defensive coordinator Bobby Babich. We'll have his entire media session on demand at WGR550.com and the Odyssey app. We'll take a timeout right now here live from Northtown Automotive on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. All right, I want to thank everybody out here at Northtown Automotive. Fantastic show today. Thank you so much for all the hospitality. Thank you to everybody who came by today. Got a lot of people. Got Jim, who just showed up with his lovely daughter, Jordan. Came by to say hi. Rode his bike over here. That's what I'm talking about. I have people just want to come by, say hi, grab some WGR merch, sign up for Bills merch. We got people coming in looking at some new cars, and that's what you need to do here at Northtown Automotive. All right. I'm headed out to practice right now. The Bills on the field at 12:30 p.m. Check out WGR550.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Sean McDermott's first radio appearance on his weekly segment on the Extra Point Show tomorrow. Sabres Live up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.